That would have been, eight by 12 or something like that.
Some bigger.
Somewhere even bigger than that.
That one, I guess, I'd grab my mother weeds.
Much bigger than that.
They had some.
Campground back porch to get in.
To get in the grandma's. She had a huge house. They had a beautiful home, our mother's mother. And it was two stories.
It was
so nice. Love to go to grandma's.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. About how high were the ceilings in this house where you grew up?
Well, they were high. Now, first, the old, I imagine about a 12 foot ceiling. This is about a 70. You just had to look up to see it. They were cool. That's why they were cooler.
Yes, that's
right.
That's probably true.
The light, oh, that was something else. Kerosene lamps, you didn't go over this fall. You had to get right over it. You had to put two on the dime.
Excuse me, I'm going to walk
back
in. Okay, well, it was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
I'll probably see you again. I'm afraid I'm not going to leave anytime soon.
Make her answer all your questions.
Don't worry.
You can't come from
my mouth.
Oh, that's what I do. Turn around just a little bit. All right. Now you see what the kind of thing we're asking you. It's not too bad. Around your house now, you might have some things you just don't really want to throw away, but you don't use them really. And you say, oh, I've got such a big old pile of
junk.
And what was there a place in the house where you might have a special room or a special, maybe a place away from the house where you stored all this?
Yes, we had what we called a storehouse. And it had it was about like this, you know, it was big too.
Was it away from the house?
Oh, yes, it was away from the house, and we had cribs and barns and things like that, you know, you could store.
I'm going to ask you about those. Get ready.
This, where we did most of our storing, though, was in this one that was right close to the house where we kept our meat, you know.
Now, it was different from the smokehouse?
No, that was the smokehouse, but we used it for most anything we wanted to.
I see.
Then in meat curing time, Daddy'd have us clean it out, and that's when we got rid of the junk.
Oh, I see. So you used your smokehouse for both purposes. Did you ever have a room in the house where you stored things? You ever call it a junk room or a storeroom?
Well, just, I guess, one of those little rooms that back before this house burned. Well, we mostly stored stuff in one of those little rooms. We didn't use it because out the main bedroom and that the bigger one, he said there was just one bedroom, three bedrooms. We have four bedrooms because we had two bigger ones and then two smaller ones. And we used one of those little smaller rooms for, you know, store the junk.
Would you, when you were referring to that, would you think you might have said a junk room? Or?
No, we didn't call it a junk room then.
Because a woman doesn't like to have a messy house. Every morning she gets up and she
cleans.
All right. There's something you sweep your floor with. If you don't have a vacuum cleaner, you sweep with a
broom.
All right. If I took your broom and I put it, I have to demonstrate. If I took a broom from you and I put it back here, and then I said to you, now where's the broom? You'd say the broom is
in the corner.
Or
behind the door.
That's what I was thinking of. All right. To go upstairs, when you're inside a house, you climb the
stairs.
All right, suppose you're coming into the house from outdoors, you climb the
steps.
All right, would you ever call the inside one steps, do you think?
Well,